Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For all those of you out there who are down on AB, you can turn in your jerseys tomorrow. Show up at our studios in Foster Plaza 5 in Greentree from 6 to 10 during the morning show. You donate the jersey to St. Vincent de Paul. You get a $10 Yinzers in the Berg certificate. And you also are entered into a drawing for a signed Juju Smith-Schuster jersey thanks to Total Sports Enterprises. It's time for a weekly visit with our Steelers insider, the Hall of Famer, Ed Bouchette. Ed, I want you to turn yourself into Bouchette Stradamus here.
Oh, man.
And predict the future. What kind of draft pick? Give me a round. What round pick do the Steelers get back for AB?
Second round.
That's not bad.
I'm surprised to hear you. I think I said second or third yesterday when Andrew made me be Mueller Stradamus on the air. What is it that leads you to that conclusion that there will be just that all the stuff we've had happen so far will not be as impactful to teams and they'll still look at the player first and the talent that he brings?
Well, I think that teams will look at exactly what he can bring to them. Maybe a team that San Francisco has no receivers, you know. Oakland, they don't have any receivers. I think that, I don't know, Arizona's like one of the favorites, but it's not like they're a receiver away from going to the Super Bowl. I'm talking about you can make a team competitive maybe. And I think they look at it as he'll have 3 years left. I still think he can play. And they'll look at all this baggage and they'll go, yeah. We could fix that. All he needs is a fresh start. He'll come here and buckle down. He'll want to show the Steelers that they made a mistake, that he's still a great receiver, and he'll knuckle down. And I do believe that might happen. So I think a second.
Ed, Jay Glazer predicted that Odell Beckham Jr. will get traded this offseason.
And he doesn't have that kind of baggage.
Do you like Jay, by the way?
Very much so. Years ago, Jay and Alex Marvez convinced their bosses to try and hire me for Fox Sports. I think it was .com or whatever it was at the time. And, I waited and decided to stay where I was. But, yeah, I've known Jay since he worked at the New York.
Oh, wow.
I always mix him up. It was either New York Post or Daily News.
Yeah, it was two paths diverged in the wood, and you took the road less traveled. Or maybe more traveled.
Yeah, I've done that in the past. I mean, I'm one of those guys who I like where I am. The grass isn't greener elsewhere.
All right, well, we got to ask this then. I mean, first of all, that's a wonderful Glazer-Alex Marvez anecdote. Glazer, as I'm sure you know, I think he has very good information on a lot of these bigger-name guys because he trains MMA with some of them in the offseason, and he is a fitness and MMA freak. Glazer is not a big man, but he is a tough man, in my opinion. Who wins in a fight? Very simple question. Jay Glazer, who could have been your colleague, or Paul Zeiss, who is your colleague?
Oh, I don't know. Paul's a bigger man. Jay probably knows the MMA stuff a little better. Jay, if Jay ever says or writes anything about Steelers, you could take it to the bank or at least know that Mike Tomlin told him because they're real good buddies.
Interesting. Who do you think has more trade value, Odell Beckham Jr. or AB?
Good question. How old is Odell? I don't even
27.
know.
27. He's several
Odell,
years younger.
Odell, he's got 4 years on him, you know?
Okay.
I would think him, yeah.
Do you think teams see it as a turn? Like, the one thing that Odell's done is basically say, Ed, that Eli Manning's not good enough right now. Do you think that's even seen as a turnoff necessarily when I would say empirical evidence suggests that he's right in his evaluation of the player? Like, saying that your quarterback is not playing well enough or doesn't have enough in the tank left, is that even seen as a negative, in your opinion, by most other teams that might be looking at him?
Well, it's not a positive, but I don't know that it's that big a negative. I would think that there are other things that could be worse, like skipping out on your team at the end of the season.
Yeah. Ed, I got a good one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the tag thing happens and the Steelers put the transition tag on Bell, and I know how much you loathe that idea, but it has been reported by people like Jerry Dulac. What happens if the Ravens cough up the best offer for Le'Veon Bell? Now does the calculus, if they're not going to trade Antonio Brown within the division, would the Steelers work extra hard to make sure Bell doesn't land in the division?
Well, if they match the offer, which I don't know how they're going to do, because then they have to, there's so many ramifications that even some of the Steelers executives don't know about, know all of them right now. If he signs with that team, do you assume the signing bonus, or if you trade him right away to some other team, do they assume the signing bonus? Can you trade him back to Baltimore? There was a report that you could do it if the player agrees. I was told you can't do it for a full year. I don't know why they're even messing around. I've talked to Jerry. He thinks they're going to do it, and I think it's stupid. I really do. I think they should just cut bait and be done with him. But then, you know, if they did that,
but do you think
time anywhere he wants?
Do you think Bell ending up in Baltimore is something they want to like prevent from happening? Do you think that would be a discussion among the people?
I think they'd
there?
Like to, but to me, it wouldn't matter. I don't think Le'Veon Bell is, after a year off, I don't know, and he doesn't have the quarterback he had here, doesn't have the offensive line he had here. I don't know that he's going to be the same guy. I wouldn't worry about it. That's just me.
Ed, since Jay Glazer has said that Beckham is going to be available, Cleveland Browns have a lot of room. They have a wide receiver that went to LSU with him in the form of Jarvis Landry. They have a quarterback I would argue is considerably better already than Eli Manning was last year. If that maybe not far-fetched scenario were to happen, would you feel like the balance of power would have shifted fully on paper, at least to Cleveland in this division?
No, what I will say is I think this division is going to be as competitive as we've seen it in years. Mm. I think all four teams are going to compete really well. It's going to be going to be an interesting season for all four of them, but no, I'm not ready to say that with the Browns. I'm just not.
Who will have a better 2019, Joe Flacco or Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I don't I'd say I like Flacco. I don't know, he has back problems. That's the problem. And I'm not a big Lamar Jackson fan either. I think he's going to peter out.
I don't use that word nearly enough, Peter, as a verb. I like that, Chris.
Well, I think
Peter out. I like that.
No, but I think it applies perfectly to Lamar Jackson.
Peter
They got very gimmicky, even in a gimmick happy NFL.
What
and
an
it'll
insulting
peter out.
Thing to people named Peter.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess if somebody said, yeah, I think he's going to Chris out, and it would be to mean like he's going to fade away and not be effective, then yeah, I would be pretty ticked off about that.
Well, it might not be after a person's name. It might be, who knows, maybe it means
maybe Peter was named after the idea of petering out. So if you were, you know, you thought your child was kind of a fail son, you'd change his name to Peter later on.
Hey, Ed.
Maybe he'll just peed out.
Ed, can I get some relationship advice from you?
Oh, no. Here we go.
My lovely wife said because we were doing a Valentine's Day dinner out, she didn't want to bring this big box that was my Valentine's gift to the restaurant, so she had me open it a couple days ago, and it wasn't just one big present. There were like 8 or 9 thoughtful things inside that she had gotten for me. The problem is, I did not get her 8 or 9 things. So now what?
It's not the number, it's the quality there. Andrew.
Well, I think the problem for Andrew is they were of good quality, too. She hit the quality and quantity home run.
Yeah, she really did it.
Okay, but Andrew got her some quality stuff, I would hope. Something of quality.
Most of my stuff for her is not material. It's dinner.
Well, sometimes that's the best.
Okay. It's a nice night, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you put too much in this day. I got
who's they who puts too much into it? Who's they? Women or
flowers in a card?
Ed, I'll tell you what. As a new parent, let me explain my experience this morning. The kid woke up at 7:30. The little guy. He was not in a good mood, which is a rarity. He's usually a very happy baby in the morning. I fed him. I tried to put him down for a nap, and he usually sleeps for 30 minutes in that scenario. He slept for 2.5 hours. I don't care what happens the rest of the day. My wife got to sleep in until like 11:15. It was a great Valentine's Day already as a result.
I don't think I've slept into 11:15 since my college days.
Well, she had woken up at like 5:40 in the morning to feed him because he was cranky.
I'm not casting.
Parenthood has changed it, Ed. I already told her. I said, honey, I love you to death. I didn't get you a card yet. The baby slept 2.5 hours, though. And she said, that's plenty.
Wow.
Well, I can't. One thing we never do, we don't go out for Valentine's Day because it's crazy out there. It's like New Year's Eve. And we pick another day.
Ed, have you ever been out in the past on Valentine's Day and seen a couple break up?
I have not. No. You have?
No, I've not.
I would like to.
It feels like something that'll...
I'd buy tickets to that.
Wow.
I feel like that's a device that is created in movies and television. And I would love to see it one time.
Beautiful. Ed,
that's beautiful.
I'm guessing because you write for a living that the note you put in that Valentine's Day card must be so thoughtful.
The prose is mellifluous.
You might even put a little XOXO at the end. Oh. Scribble one of those in there. You might
terrible.
Even
you're wrong. I let the card do the talking.
Do you say Ed and Poppy? Does the dog also get in on the card or no?
No, it's Valentine's Day. It's not it's not Poppy Day. It's not Dog Day. It's Valentine's Day.
Thank you for clearing that up for us, Ed.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you,
well,
Ed.
I'm glad you had me on to discuss all these Steelers topics.
Yeah, we did Steelers for the first half.
Is there anything we missed?
No, there's only two topics. It's Bell and Brown. That's all anybody wants to hear about. That's all. I did my chat today. That's all anybody was asking.
Yeah. Hey,
what can I get for him? Where's he going? Same thing.
You almost made Andrew do a genuine spit take. You know what? You jogged my memory. We have 30 seconds. No. I am curious about this. If Bell is gone next year, seems like a likelihood. If Brown is gone next year, seems almost assured that the 100% chance both guys are gone. Next year is shaping up as a really interesting year for the Ben Roethlisberger legacy, no? Like, if they have a great season without both of those guys, that is a huge feather in his cap, I would presume. And if not, if it's the opposite...
I mean, that's a good point. Tom Brady's done it for years. And listen, so has Ben. You go back and look at some of his receivers. He hasn't had the same receivers. Antonio Brown hasn't been there the whole time. He's won 2 Super Bowls without him. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He's gone to 3 Super Bowls without Le'Veon Bell. They just have to follow this, maybe the Steelers' way a little more next year.
Ed, you're a hopeless romantic, and thank you for joining
no,
us.
No, I think that would be you, Andrew.
We'll see you.
All right, fellas. Take care of your ladies. See you later.
There you go. Ed Bouchette. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text. Response.
Now, Jermichael, if you had thrown up the Ed Bouchette, I was with your mama last night when he said, take care of your ladies, it might have brought the house completely crumbling down in the studio.
Jermichael's got a big night tonight planned.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go back and watch those Iron Eagle highlights.
I don't know.
The best of. The career.
What if you did? You had a date on Valentine's Day. It was an in-house, stay in the house. Your version of Netflix and chill was Iron Eagle's best calls. You found a YouTube, and it was just him calling like 20-yard outs.
Sunday, Big Ten basketball, Ohio State, Indiana, Iron Eagle special for you.
Scooney Penn!
Okay. Well, it seems like the Ravens are hot on the Le'Veon Bell trail. And if that happens, Okay. Where does that leave the Steelers? 412-928-9370. It's the PM team.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.